You're listening to It's Not That Deep, the podcast. Join us as we explore everything from lifestyle tips and trends
to hard-hitting and thought-provoking topics.
Our goal is to provide a space where you can feel comfortable and heard,
while also offering insights and advice on how to navigate life's challenges.
So tune in and join us on this journey of self-discovery and growth. Let's get into it. Welcome to It's Not That Deep, you guys. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Bree.
Happy 2024.
Yes.
Isn't this exciting?
We've
made it to a whole new year.
Yes.
I don't have any resolutions. If you have some resolutions, that's fantastic. We are so excited to record today. We're doing a little bit of a catch-up, chit-chat. We've got coffee, and we have some fun, majorly exciting updates because, wow. I thought I was going to be like, woo. Bree had her baby.
I did, and he's right here.
Our little mascot is here with
us.
He's
currently drinking a bottle, so if you hear his sounds, that's what's happening.
If you hear the most precious cooing ever,
he's just my favorite.
It's our sweet Ollie.
Our little mascot.
Yeah. Also, if you hear scratching, that's my dog on the porch trying to get in. Don't mind her.
It'll just be a nice little ASMR in the background.
Yes, this sounds like a horror movie. Nails on a chalkboard.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Happy 2024. New, fresh start. I didn't do the resolutions this year either.
I never do resolutions.
I was going to say, I don't think I did them last year. I used to because I felt like I had to. And then I felt disappointed because I never did anything with them. So I'm like, why am I?
The idea of making resolutions is nice. The idea of it.
Right.
But in practice.
Whoever even does anything.
It's not for me.
It's not for me either.
I'd rather just keep making small bits of progress toward the things that I want than telling myself, okay, I'm going to do some, make a big change.
Well, because then that's overwhelming to me. Yeah. And then I'm like, it's too much pressure. There's no way.
Yeah. And then you get crippling anxiety around it.
Same.
And just, procrastinate until 2025 and be like, well,
new year, new me, all over again.
Do you have any tales you'd like to tell about giving birth?
Oh my gosh.
To Oliver. What is his little name?
Matthew.
Matthew.
So Oliver, sorry. Matthew.
I thought that was right because it's Stephen's middle name as well.
Yeah.
That should be the first little update. Give us some details. Was it excruciatingly painful, Bree?
It actually was not. I mean, initially, yes, but then I got the epidural and I was like, woo, this is great. Technically, I was induced. Mm-hmm. I was scheduled for induction on the 20th. No. Hold on. On the 18th, but the due date was, I don't know. Anyway, it was a couple days in between. but the reason I did that was because...
Is that good?
The reason I did that was because I was trying to make sure that I knew who was going to deliver me.
Yeah.
And who, like, I could try my best to get Ashley and my mom there. So I scheduled myself for induction, and they told me in advance, like, technically this is elective. You know, if something happens and someone comes in active labor, we'll have to reschedule you. Obviously, I get it, whatever. Well, the day of came, halfway through the day, like, I haven't heard anything. So I was like, this is great news. It was me. My mom and Steven, we went to get pizza for lunch and we were just kind of gallivanting around town and downtown, getting a last little walk in. And then we got home and I received a phone call from my doctor and I didn't recognize the number at first. So I sent her a voicemail and then she texted me and said, hey, this is Dr. Bersani. Like, can you call me? And I knew I was like, I don't want to call you back. so she was like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like, we're booked. We don't have any beds or whatever available for inductions. We have to postpone it. Whatever. She said, but you can come to my office and we can do like a membrane sweep, which I had heard was excruciating. So I was very nervous.
Yeah,
it was quite painful. Because literally what they do, if this is TMI, if you want to skip through, just skip through because I'm going to be giving some details.
The one man that listens.
I know,
make
right?
sure you skip, buddy.
Matt. Don't listen to this part. But
we love you, Matt. Yeah.
It's like they literally take their fingers and go in between the lining of your uterus and the amniotic sac. And like, they try to, it was so painful, but she didn't even get halfway done with the procedure. And then my water broke on the table.
And she was texting me about that.
Oh my gosh. And she was like, well, you're going into labor. You're going to have this baby. And I was like, oh, shoot. Because I had just called all of my family, Ashley included, because she was supposed to leave work. And I texted her and I said, don't rush to come to Beaufort because we have to wait until Wednesday. That's what it was. I was scheduled for induction on a Monday on the 17th. And then we were postponed till Wednesday. So I called her, and then not even 30 minutes later, I texted her and I was like, my water broke. Stick with the original plan. You're coming to Beaufort. So it was very exciting. From that point, that was around like 3:30 in the afternoon. She walked me over to L&D. Oh my gosh. It was just such a whirlwind. Like, I wrote everything down immediately after it all happened because I didn't want to forget anything. And I have a note in my phone. I want to eventually like transcribe it into a journal.
That's really sweet. That's a good idea.
But long story short, they still gave me Pitocin. It made my contractions very severe. I contracted on my own for about 4.5 hours and I couldn't do it any longer. Like, it was so painful. So then I got the epidural. No, I stayed very calm the whole time. One thing that really helped me, I was bouncing on a ball. I remember when the contractions were at their worst and I had really bad back labor. So every time I contracted, I literally felt him moving down and I felt the pressure at the very base of my back. And it was like the worst pain I've ever experienced. But Steven applying counter pressure, like really hard. Like, he was like, are you okay with me doing this? I said, no, press harder. Like, I needed it. It really, really helped. So when the contraction would hit, he would press. But I was having contractions, like, they were roughly 45 seconds long. You good? It's the cutest little cough. The contractions were roughly 45 seconds long, and then they were every 2.5 minutes apart. So really, that's not a long break in between.
No.
So I would literally just catch my breath, and then I would feel another one coming on. So 4.5 hours of that, I finally got the epidural, and it was smooth sailing after that. And it was weird. I was expecting to completely go numb and not have any feeling.
Yeah.
But I still had sensation in my legs all the way down to my toes. They were very heavy. Like, I could try to lift, but I was moving a little bit and able to help them reposition my bottom half in the bed. But it was weird because I was like not feeling the pain at all, but I felt a lot of pressure still.
Like when you get a cavity filled in like your chin, you can feel, you know that they're touching you, you'll be like,
but you don't feel the pain at all. Pain. It was weird.
That's so bizarre.
It was so cool.
And that's from, I know it's your lower half, but where do they actually stick you? Like,
they stick
mid-back?
You, lower back.
Lower.
In the lumbar region.
How long does it take for it to set in? Is it unsettling when it does?
Like, no, it was very gradual. So I thought it was immediate, but it wasn't. So they put it in. I got situated in bed almost immediately. And I don't know if this was just nerves or if this was a reaction to the anesthesia, but I hurled everywhere.
Oh no!
Well, I got situated, and all of a sudden I was
terrible.
Like, "Oh, I feel like..."
Did you project?
No. No, that was dramatic. I did have a bag, but I would have hurled everywhere. But I grabbed the bag, but I was on my back already, and they told me like, "Try to lay as still as you can while this is setting in." And I'm like, "Well, I'm not about to throw up all over myself," so I like kind of turn. And then I felt better, but I still wasn't numb, and I could tell it was, like, slowly. It probably took, like, maybe 5 or 10 minutes to really set in, but it was very gradual, so it wasn't unsettling.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool. And then I just continued to feel the contractions. Like, I knew exactly when it was happening, and I could still feel him lowering, which was it's so weird to think about. But it wasn't painful. And so, literally, from my water breaking to his first cry was 10 hours. Wow. That's it. And everybody kept telling me, like, prepare yourself, you know, your first baby, especially with an induction, like, you might be there for days. And I prayed so hard specifically for a quick labor, you know, 10 hours. I was only pushing for 1 hour. And prior to giving birth, I thought it was like, you're pushing nonstop.
Yeah.
And then, so when people said, like, I pushed for 10 hours, I was like, oh my gosh, how did you not die? Well, it's not, you're only pushing with the contractions. So I would push really hard, she would count to 10, and then I would chill. And so, and it was because I had the epidural, mm-hmm. like, it was so calm. I never screamed. I never had that, like, mm-hmm. moment of, oh my gosh, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I had music playing in the background. We were laughing and talking mm-hmm. in between. Like, it was the best experience I've ever had. It was so cool. And, like, the feeling of empowerment, like, the fact that I literally gave birth to a child, it's the best thing. Yeah. I'm like, I can freaking do anything at this point. I was so terrified, though. Like, I was so scared. And then once it was over, I was like, I just did that. And it was not nearly as bad as I thought. Like, I could do it again. Not yet. But I could.
Surprise.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So.
One of those. That's considered Irish twins, right? When you get pregnant, like, right away.
That ain't
She's
happening.
Not.
No, I'm not. I got the Mirena. at my 6-week appointment, she asked me. And I said, yep, let's do it right here. I was like, I am not doing this again anytime soon.
No.
Isn't that fun?
What is that one?
That's the.
That's actually
IUD.
IUD. Yeah. Because isn't there a shot you can take? There are multiple different kinds of.
Yeah.
See, what do I know? Because I don't do that.
Yeah.
Very old school. TMI.
No, I.
What's that? No.
Well, I was thinking about just doing the pill again because that's what I did prior to Ollie. But I was I've never been great at taking it mm-hmm. every day. And so I would like forget a few days and then just take. Two at a time. I don't even know if that works, but I know. I'm like, well, I missed today. Let me take two today. but I was like, especially with how spacey and like foggy brain I was feeling, I was like, I don't even know if I'm going to be reliable mm-hmm. to do this. So we talked about all the options. I knew I did not want to do the implant in my arm and I did not want a shot. And this one is a very small dose of hormones being released from the, and it's not the copper one. So there was much less like health risk with this one. And I could take it out tomorrow and immediately be like ready to get pregnant. Like it doesn't take long for your body to come off of it. So
how was your experience having that actually put in?
Well,
because I've heard horror stories.
Because I had just given birth and my cervix was still kind of
loose. I wondered about that.
It was,
yeah.
It was literally fine.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, it was such a blessing. And then the way that they're shaped and the string, like you literally just pull it and it comes out like a tampon.
Wow.
If, you know, when it's time to take it out. So that won't be bad at all. But yeah, I've heard horror stories and I was like, how bad is this going to hurt? And she said, well, honey, you just had a baby, so you probably won't even feel it. And it was great. So 10 out of 10 recommend that if you don't want to have another baby right after you just have one. But yeah, it's been the best. And it's just so crazy that like I actually did it. And mm-hmm. we've survived the last 6 months, so I'm doing something right, I guess. Let's see. Hold
he's
on.
Alive.
He's got a burp, so let's see if it's going to be a loud one. You going to burp?
He just curls all over my couch.
Wait. Stop. He doesn't really spit up anymore, but was that a burp?
Was it?
I can't tell.
He looks just like Steven. I know I say that every time, but it's surprisingly so. Bree, I'm so sorry.
Whatever.
He doesn't look anything like
everybody.
You.
Oh my god. Shut up.
I'm kidding.
No, but like this is what I look like as a baby.
Well, that's true.
I'm a baby photo.
Yes, and we've talked about that. I've seen it. That is true. Are you talking to?
Please don't spit up. Oh, I'm so terrified. She has a beautiful new couch and I swear if he messes it up, I'm going to scream.
Yeah.
Hope that Scotch guard worked.
So, but yes, anyway, it was the best experience of my life. The healing process was easier than I was expecting.
Yeah.
I was in quite a bit of pain the, like, initial few days, but that was just because of my back labor. Like, my back was, I could hardly get off the couch. It was rough.
Yeah.
But I just kept getting up and walking around and taking Motrin, and it was fine. A few days after giving birth, my mom and I went to Walmart to go grocery shopping. Might not have been the best idea for me to do that. I was anemic. My hemoglobin was quite low when I left and they told me to take iron. I wasn't very great at taking that. So I literally looked like a ghost. I mean, I was probably like...
Well, you looked like a ghost when I saw you that first time.
Oh, yeah. And it
was
even
worse. We were talking about that.
It was even worse than that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize how low my hemoglobin was when they released me. Good job. It was pretty intense. Yeah. So I probably should have been better at taking my iron. I just didn't know how low it was. So yeah, I was very ghostly. But yes, my mom looked at me and she was like, we should go home. And I was feeling, I was like short of breath. I was shaky and I was like, it's fine. I was like pushing the cart like this. And we got home and I was like, yeah, I don't want to leave the house anytime soon after that. So it was, I mean, it was a journey to like heal and actually feel human again. And while I was pregnant, I never was swollen until initially postpartum. I didn't have ankles. Like I just, like my, it was just leg ankles. All the way down. It was so terrifying. I've never seen my body look like that.
Yeah.
Cause I, you hold on to a lot of water, but then after you give birth, like a lot of that weight instantly is gone because of your, the fluid in your uterus and everything and the baby, but you still retain a lot of water and all of mine went to my lower half and it was terrifying.
Hey. She's pretty, huh?
So, but it's been so fun and like he's going to be 6 months old. In 2 days.
Time really flies.
Yeah, I don't understand. Is that right?
Hey.
What's he doing? Okay.
Rips your the whole side of your hair out.
Oh, that's something else I can talk about. But I'll give more like post.
Well, there he goes.
Oh my gosh. You guys are going to hear lots of baby sounds today. Okay. I'll give more like postpartum updates throughout the episode.
Yeah.
So I'll let you chat for a little bit, but I can definitely talk about some things.
Well, I don't think I have anything exciting like that to share. I might be moving in 2 months.
Have you like found any place?
We did find a place.
Wait. You need to tell...
Goodbye, Bree.
No, but back, tell them, like, why, like, they don't know anything.
Oh, that's right, you guys. So, I'm sure at some point on the podcast, I've mentioned my husband, Cole, looking for a new job. If I didn't, he was looking for a new job. So, he finally got one. He got a new job, and... We don't have to relocate for it necessarily, but it is.
But she's running away from me, so
she had a baby. I'm out of here. He got a new job, and it's a bit more of a drive, or it's going to be because he works at Hyundai, and so they're building that plant in Georgia, and the drive is going to be like an hour. That's so rough. We talked about moving to Georgia so that his drive is shorter. So we've been looking at townhouses and stuff, and I did find one that was in our was within our budget. It has a detached garage, so I can have my gym out in the garage. It has a fenced-in backyard for the dog. It has an office space, an extra bedroom, and it's a little townhouse. And it's in a gated community, which is important to me because I like to feel very secure, like no one can get in.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
But Cole and I were talking, we were going into Publix, getting some stuff to make pizza, and we were talking about this, and I was like, well, I'm going to leave my friends, I'm never going to see my friends again. He's like, Jennifer, it's not that far. Like, no, they're never going to come.
Like 20
minutes. He was like, no, but they could come on a weekend and spend the night. We could have like a weekend with our friends. Like, they're never going to do that. So, but there will be an extra bedroom. Spend the night.
I would love that.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, that would be very fun.
So, we tried to go look at the townhouse. But because it was gated, we couldn't get it. Well, we wanted to go look at the neighborhood.
I got
it. But hopefully, we're going to make an appointment to view it.
That's exciting. And we'll see. Do they have, like, virtual tours online?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
No, but...
I feel like every place should offer something. Like, at least, do they have photos or anything?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
There were photos.
So you know what the inside...
I know what to expect. That's on the good. Inside. And
you said 2 or 3 bedrooms?
I believe it's 2. But there's also it could be either a dining room if you wanted a formal dining room or an office right as you come in the front door.
Yeah.
So there's 2 doors, French doors that open into that, but you can also walk into the kitchen. So
There's that, which is important to us too. And it's because I work from home, it's nice to have a designated space.
Yeah.
That I can leave in the evening, like go relax elsewhere in the house. So that would be nice.
That's very exciting.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll come see you, huh?
Yeah. We'll never see each other again, Ollie. It's so sad.
Don't say that.
That's my nihilism kicking in.
You'll get used to that.
I'm just kidding.
No. I'm just kidding. It's okay. So new job for Cole.
New job for Cole.
Potential new place.
Potential new place. And I'm not all that thrilled about it, but you know.
Yeah.
I don't handle change well, as my husband says. You don't handle change well. I'm like, you know what? No, I don't.
And you're the reason for all of it.
I like to know what's happening.
Yeah.
I can count on things being the same.
Because you guys have, how long have you been here? Been.
There goes the dog. Remy.
It's kind of got a nice little.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of a beat to it. What were you asking?
You've been in this condo for. He's been here longer.
We will have been married for. I'm so sorry if you can hear my dog scratching. We will have been married for 6 years this February. So I will have been here for six, which means he has been here for about seven.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, but we'll be able to rent this space.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Which is nice.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
It'll be good. We'll come visit and we'll, because we have to record.
Well, yes.
We're finally ready to just embrace that this podcast is hit or miss. But we want to be better.
Does anybody want a Pomsky? I'm selling her. She is just behaving terribly. I bet she is scratching the absolute heck out of that door.
Oh, no.
The paint job on that door. Big mad. That's why I say to her, I'm big mad with you.
Go to jail. Hey,
stop. She's staring at me through the blinds.
Yeah, she heard that.
So, we'll be looking for a house. That's the update on that.
Yes.
I do have a tale to tell about my Christmas. I need everybody to know that this happened to me because it was my living nightmare.
And mine. That's, yeah.
So,
everybody's.
Growing up, there was this Christmas tree lot. Well, there's this family that would come from North Carolina. And they do a little Christmas tree lot with a big Briatore stall frosty. And we would run through the trees and we'd, you know, get a live Christmas tree. Woohoo. So this year, I told Cole, because he wanted a live Christmas tree. I want to go there specifically.
Yes.
We're driving into Beaufort. I want a tree from there because it's nostalgic for me. Because we had gone and looked at Lowe's and those trees were absolutely tragic. Tragic.
Tragic.
So we go. We find the most beautiful tree. Y'all, I have a new couch. Side note, I have a new couch and it's modular. And I just...
Are you drinking out of that?
I was wondering if you were so confused. My couch is modular and I just scooted and
the whole side
I'm on just moved. I was wondering if you were gonna notice.
Yeah.
I couldn't find a glass tree. Jeez. Okay.
Oh.
Am I supposed to Herkel Durkel? Oh, <yeah. laughs> Live, love, Herkel Durkel.
Live, love, Herkel Durkel.
Yes, I'll tell you that in a minute. Okay, so the tree.
Yes.
Okay. We get this tree. I'm so excited. I decided to buy new ornaments this year. I had a whole theme. I'm going for a European theme in the house, slowly making it everything I want. I put tinsel on my tree, painstakingly put tinsel all over my tree. Loving it. Life is great. I get up one morning, living my day. I've got the Christmas tree on, got the heat on in the house. I'm like, this is great. I live the entire day. It's about 5 o'clock. I go into the living room area to begin my workout. I was going to do abs first and go to the gym. And I look across the floor and I just see so many teeny tiny little black dots and they're moving. What is this? So I jump up and look, and you guys, there were ticks everywhere, just in a halo coming out from the tree.
Nope.
And I was horrified. I immediately looked it up because I recognized them. I was like, these are deer ticks, and deer ticks carry Lyme disease.
And how big are they?
They're quite small. Or at least a little, like when they're fresh, they can be quite small.
I just want to like crawl out of my skin.
So I looked it up to confirm they were in fact deer ticks. I clean all of them up. Now the thing about deer ticks is you're not supposed to squish them. because you don't have to just be bitten. You can just get their bodily fluids on you, and that can put you at risk.
That is so scary.
I know. So I had to clean them up, try to not squish as many as possible, flush them all down the toilet, and then disinfect
everything
they touched. I'm just like, this is great. What am I supposed to do? My husband's still at work. I can't move the tree by myself because I might get ticks all over me. So I was so stressed. I was like, I'm going to the gym. Left my dog here. Oh, and side note to that, my dog likes to hide under the Christmas tree. So as I'm leaving, like, I'm going to the gym, I look back to go out the door, and the dog is underneath the Christmas tree. I'm like, great. She's going to be infested with ticks when I get back, but you know what?
And she just leaves.
Yeah. I'm washing my hand in my hands of this situation. I'm Pontius piloting this, and I'm leaving. And I was like, I'm going to come back in 2 hours, and I just know there's probably going to be ticks crawling up my walls because they've been on my walls too.
Imagine if you literally walked in and they were just
everywhere. I was prepared.
I would have burned the place.
I know. Set the place on fire. I get back. They've spread again. So I clean them up again, and I text my husband, like, the tree is a goner, okay? The tree has to be removed from this home immediately. So I take all the decorations off. We remove the tree. We kill ticks. I mean, now, of course, they're being dragged through the house. We kill all the ticks, disinfect the house. Luckily, the dog had no ticks on her,
which is such a blessing.
I did make sure she was up to date on her pill and everything so that if she got one, whatever. But, and we bought a fake tree instead because I told Cole's, like, I'm not doing this again.
I caught a glimpse of it in one of your Facebook, Instagram stories, or his, maybe, I don't know. And it looked so real.
You don't understand. It was the most beautiful fake tree ever. So I redecorated the whole thing and the tree was magical and all ended up being fine. But I was traumatized.
Did you, like, find little scragglers, like, here every
I did for about a day.
Okay, good. So not long.
And then I kept a check because Cole wasn't able to take it away because we don't have a truck. We had to wait until, I think, the weekend. Mm-mm. And so the tree was sitting outside our front door. But the good thing is that it was during that really cold week.
Yeah.
And ticks burrow when they're cold. And the reason they had started migrating so viciously was because I had the heat on in the house. And so they're like, ooh, this is cozy. Bless you.
Bless
you. This is cozy and toasty. And so they started migrating.
Thank God.
But it was all okay. Nobody got Lyme disease. So
that is
Merry Christmas. Know,
count your freaking blessings.
<I know>.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Christmas was. It didn't feel like. Okay, wait. Christmas itself was amazing this year. Like, we loved it with Oliver. We were at my dad's house. It was a wonderful time. But, like, leading up to Christmas, it didn't feel like Christmas. It didn't feel like a true Christmas season. I was very sad. Like, I still have my decorations up because I don't want to let go of that, like, magical feeling yet because I don't know. It was so, like, I started seeing everybody's lights on the outside come down. And I was like, we're just supposed to.
I know. Christmas is my favorite time of
Me
year.
Me too.
It's so magical. And then it's just over.
Yep.
And just like immediately, that. Christmas Day comes, people start taking stuff down. And then all of the stores, of course, are like, Valentine's Day, get your chocolates. Like, can I enjoy the magical,
hold on to this?
Whimsical nature of Christmas a little bit longer. I would have left my tree up until February.
Yeah, that's kind of what I want to do.
Who cares? It's my house.
Right.
If it brings me joy, isn't that all that matters?
Yes.
I do have one door still wrapped in a ribbon, y'all.
It's so cute.
And it brings me so much joy, you don't understand.
I just feel like I'm going to walk in here in like July and it's still going to be Christmas in July. You could leave it up.
No, I think I could be one of those people that lived in a Christmas house all year round.
I could see that.
And who would care?
It would make you so happy. It's not.
It's my house. Yeah. If I want tinsel on a tree in July,
then so be it.
So, and I have to tell you, when we did take it down, my husband insisted it's time. We need to take this down. Okay. So we took everything down and my home felt like just a void.
Ugh, that's
and it
the
made
worst
me
feeling.
So sad.
Yeah. I'm scared for that because I know as soon as I start taking everything down, I'm going to be like, well.
I will say, though, I chose to try and be positive. I was like, you know what? I'm going to use this as inspiration. It feels like a void probably because I need to bring more cozy depth to my home with regular everyday decor that also brings me joy.
I love that.
I have my first framed picture up on my collage wall. I'm so excited.
It's so cute, so, too. I love it.
We're going to go, we're going to create a European cozy.
It's going to be so
wonderful vibe. And then I'm going to move. Fantastic.
Yay.
Woo-hoo. You're just listening. You're just listening.
Hi.
You're so cute.
You gonna give her smiles?
You're awfully cute. And y'all, I don't like babies.
So this I'm so glad you like mine.
Saying a lot. He is one of the most attractive babies. He's so beautiful. Precious. Just a beautiful child.
Thank you.
He has such a sweet spirit.
I will say I'm so thankful. He really does have a very gentle. Mm-hmm. He's just content, happy.
The sweetest little sounds. He's very observant.
Oh yeah. He pays mm-hmm. attention to everything.
Yes.
That is one thing I was so, like, I found out I was pregnant. I was so excited. I knew we were going to announce to you guys. And then I was like, oh no. Like, Jennifer doesn't like babies. Yeah. I hope she likes mine. Because that was one of my biggest things. Like, cool. She's going to hate my child.
I have to be honest. I, as your friend.
Yes.
Had a little bit of anxiety around that too. It's like, oh no. Like, because I mean, I love you.
Yeah.
So of course I'm gonna love your child, but that I need to be careful how I say this because people always take this the wrong way. Like, God did not make me to be a mom. It's not in me.
And that's
I don't have maternal instincts. I don't desire the responsibility of being a parent. And I don't enjoy children's company. Okay. People always say, oh, Jennifer hates children. No, I don't hate children. I just don't enjoy being around children. Some people love it. And I was genuinely like, oh, I'm so nervous. Because now we're at the age where all, you know, my girlfriends are having babies. You know, Hannah had her. Oh, yes. God, Sebastian's precious too. Aww. And I'm so happy for y'all. I am so happy.
Yeah.
Like, I've cried with joy for y'all.
Oh.
But as a person myself, like, I don't like being around babies. What do I do with this?
Yeah.
How do you navigate this with somebody you love dearly?
Yeah.
So it's so sweet to me. That he is so precious.
That makes me so happy.
And maybe that's just because I have like this, you know, how this is not like mother love, but like as an extension of my love for you, I just automatically love him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's really I was precious. Hoping that's how it was going to be because I was so nervous. I was like, again. Oh, it landed like this.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm so thankful that you love him because
he's my favorite. He's just a sweet little baby. Yeah.
Mm. He is easy to love, though. Like, he's just so happy.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday. So, Ashley had yesterday off. So, Ollie and I went to Charleston. It was Martin Luther King Day. She had off. We gallivanted around Charleston because we needed to do some things for her baby shower. I don't remember if I mentioned that.
I don't think so.
No, because she wasn't pregnant yet. Mm-mm. So, Ashley is pregnant. She is having a baby girl, Riley, in April. Well, she's due April 1st. So we were planning her baby shower, and I took Oliver with me. And I knew we were going to be, like, going everywhere, and I was a little nervous. But I left the house with him. We left Buford around 9:45. And as soon as I got to Charleston, I took him inside long enough to feed him a bottle and to change his diaper. And then we left her house and did not return until 5.
Wow.
He was fine. He slept in Hobby Lobby. We went to Target. He was just looking around at everything. I fed him once in the parking lot while we were out. But he's just so content and happy. And I'm so thankful because that's another thing I prayed for was his. I wanted him to have like a peaceful countenance and like be able to just go with us wherever, you know?
Yeah.
And so that was one thing that I wanted to make sure, even just for my mental health's sake, I didn't want to feel like I couldn't go anywhere with him. And of course, the initial postpartum period for me was like quite isolating because you're just experiencing things that physically and mentally you've never experienced before. So you're having to adjust to all of that. And so of course I was inside a lot and like healing myself physically and everything. But once I felt comfortable to start taking him places, I knew I wanted to like go to church as early as we could and like do all these things because I want him to just kind of grow up adapting to our lifestyle. I didn't want our entire life to change, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad he's just, he just kind of goes wherever and he's chill.
He's a chill baby.
You are very chill.
But it is nice that now he's old enough and I feel like I do have some of my like normalcy back, which is great. Postpartum is hard. The hair loss. Let me just go ahead and
let's
bring that up.
Let's talk about the hair loss because I think that's probably very relatable to other moms. I know we have moms that listen.
Well,
share your journey.
I will say that I don't think I knew enough in general about what the postpartum period was going to be like.
Yeah.
I did a lot of reading and research about prepping for delivery day and like the initial weeks and what to expect with the baby, but like I didn't do a lot of prepping on how I would feel and what I was going to be experiencing. So just the science behind it, let me share this real quick. So in pregnancy, your hormones basically eliminate the, I think it's the called the anaphase of your hair follicle. And so when any other given day, your hair follicle would release the old follicle and your hair would fall out. Anybody loses about 100 strands of hair a day. Well, during pregnancy, your hormones cause you to hold on to all of that hair. So that's why, aside from, I mean, everybody says you have the pregnancy glow in your hair and skin and everything. Everything looks so much better. And so my hair was so thick and full of like body and I was just loving it. It was shiny. My prenatal vitamins were helping, like everything. And so in the immediate postpartum period, I thought if you were going to experience hair loss, it was going to start immediately. That was my bad for not doing proper research, because when I didn't experience hair loss initially, I was like, oh, this is great. I guess I'm not gonna be one of the lucky ones to lose hair. And then 3 months postpartum hit and I started losing hair at a shocking rate. Like it was like literally overnight. One day I just took a shower and it just started coming out in clumps.
Ugh, it must have been so scary.
It was terrifying. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go bald. I knew it. I just knew it. No. I knew I was going to start like having bald spots everywhere. Thankfully that did not happen, but it was a steady, I'm still losing hair a lot. It has slowed a little bit at 6 months postpartum, but 3-4 months it was just everywhere and it still is everywhere. Like I'll find it in the bed or on my pillow, on my shoulder. Like I'll feel something like tickling my shoulder and I'm like, oh my gosh,
just constantly shedding.
It's so bad. I did a lot of research about this and I have found some things that I love that I've added to my hair care routine.
Have you been doing the oiling, right?
Yes.
Did you use the bottles like I do? We use the same thing. We talked about this, didn't we?
The dropper doesn't cover as much surface area.
Yeah.
It does not. Yeah. And so there are these bottles that you pour the hair oil into and the end has like a comb that disperses the oil throughout your scalp and it is so amazing.
What's your favorite oil to use currently?
Rosemary and argan oil.
Do you mix it yourself or do you have one that you buy?
I mix it myself.
Nice.
So rosemary oil I have found is best at the on my scalp. And then I'll mix in some argan oil with it. And then on the,
mid-shaft
to end. Yes, thank you. I'll do argan oil and black seed oil.
Yes, mixed. I've heard such good things about black seed oil.
Black seed oil is amazing. The argan oil is very lightweight. The rosemary is a little bit heavier. Yeah. But what I do is I'll apply it, and then I'll either sleep with it overnight and wash it out in the morning, or I'll just apply it for a few hours during the day while I'm like doing chores or something.
Yes. I like to put mine in before the gym because supposedly the heat also on your scalp helps.
Smart.
So I would put it on, go to the gym and do like a gentle slick back bun and let that heat kind of marinate I use castor oil and rosemary, but
Oh, I have castor oil too, but I only put that on my eyebrows for some reason. But anyway, so yes. And then I added like hair vitamins, of course, biotin. And scalp massage.
Yes.
Is my favorite.
Do you use one of the little things? The little pointy end? Yes. Or do you, your fingers?
Both. But I did. So I did buy a scalp massager and it's just.
Are they great?
I have like a silicone one for in the shower when my hair's wet. And then I have like a wooden one.
It's relaxing.
It is so relaxing.
And the tension that you can release just from your scalp is incredible. I've been learning more about facial massage, which connects very much to your scalp and releasing lymphatic fluid from, you know, which can pull. And that's how I got into massaging my scalp. And man, it feels so good.
So good.
So good.
Sorry. Hold on. I'm trying to get situated because I think he's getting sleepy.
Yeah. I love your laugh. He got the sweetest little laugh. But you need to go sleep.
You need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, hair. Hair.
Are you seeing new growth at this point?
I am.
Yes.
I am. I have like tiny little ones all around. And then like, okay. The thinning that I experienced right around
your hairline?
Hairline. Thank you. I'm like
pregnant. Mama brain.
It is so. It's never going
to
get better.
I listened to a podcast. Two women were talking about that.
It's so bad.
It opened my mind up because you had already told me about it. Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
And they were talking about it very much in depth. That is a real thing that can last a long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's ever going to get better. I just feel so.
Do you feel like you understand your mom more?
Oh, 100%. Oh my gosh. Well, I just feel so foggy all the time. Oh, like I can't think straight.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's frustrating because I know what I'm trying to say. But it's like I can't find it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So anyway, but the thinning around my hairline was the most shocking. Like I've been trying to avoid wearing my hair up because of that. But now I'm starting to like get little baby hairs again. So it's very exciting. And it's good. Like it, not that hair is everything, obviously, but I didn't know how much I cared about my hair and what it looked like until I started losing it.
Yeah.
And it is very much a part of even subconsciously a woman's identity. Like
it is,
it's just, it's
so much more than you think.
Yeah. It makes such a difference. Mm-hmm. So I'm very thankful that I'm starting to see progress with all of the work that I've been putting into it because I've been trying everything, like trying so hard, and it does make me feel better. But yes, the brain fog is real. At work, I have been very frustrated with myself because as an ER nurse, you have to be on the whole time.
Right.
Like you can't, you know. And so I always am very crisp, sharp-minded, like focused at work always. And that is something that I've had to adjust to. And I've had to give myself grace because I would leave sometimes in tears because I just felt like I couldn't, like I just fell all over the place. And I was like, how? I have to focus, but like, and it, I mean, I was still able to do my job, obviously, and it wasn't like a dangerous thing. I was still being safe, but it's like little things that I would have to think extra hard about. Like, like if this person was getting an IV drip or something and I had to like literally set timers to remind myself to go in and titrate it. And like, it was just weird. Like things that I usually am so quick on, I'm just, it's an adjustment in every area of my life. And it's been literally becoming a mother has been the most beautiful, exciting, fulfilling thing I've ever experienced, but it's also been the scariest, the most difficult, the most frustrating. It's just a mix of both at the same time. And it's weird to feel those things simultaneously, like to feel at such a high. And I love this season of my life, but literally at the same time to feel like I'm at my lowest in ways. It's weird. So. But he's worth it. I would do it all over again if I had to.
Yeah.
His little laugh.
I love his little smile.
I love his little halo of hair.
I know.
Little old man hair.
Yes.
He has the fuzziest.
Fuzzy.
Little thin.
So fuzzy.
He's so fuzzy.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
You're cute.
And he still has his blue eyes. I think they're going to stick around.
Now just turn that fuzzy hair into a cute, curly, like thick curly hair. Ugh.
You going to have curls?
So cute.
You better have curls. Mom and daddy both have curls. So where's yours?
Your hair looks really good today.
Oh, thank you.
You know, it's always hit or miss as a curly girl.
It really is.
Oof.
A claw clip is a girl's best friend these days.
Yes, praise the Lord for claw clips.
I love a claw clip.
And you know.
And that's another thing I changed.
Oh,
no,
tell
no
me.
No more hair ties.
Yes.
Or anything that's going to be tight.
Oh, they're terrible. Break the hair. Yeah. Yes.
Because I had a lot of breakage too.
Yeah.
I would start seeing random like half pieces at, like sticking up. And I was like, oh, the breakage.
Yeah.
So yes, so I eliminated that. I bought silk pillowcases. Mm-hmm. I have a silk bonnet now that
I got one too. Yes! Don't you love it?
I'm obsessed.
It's a, I know everybody says, oh, it's a game changer.
But it actually
really,
is. Yeah.
It absolutely is.
You're getting sleepy, huh? You're kind of zoning out. You zoning
me
out.
Me too.
Look at those
me
cheeks.
Me too, because I told myself I was going to get up super early, have a really productive morning. It's going to be great. But I've been reading a new book.
Ooh.
And I was reading. I was having a great time. It helps with my depression.
Yeah.
Reading. I thought, gosh, I'm getting a little sleepy. It's probably around 2:30. I should go to bed. I looked at the clock.
2:30 in the morning?
I looked at the clock. It was 5:30. And I was shook to my core.
You stayed up all night?
I had no idea that much time passed. You don't understand. And I was just like
that's
sneaking
a good book.
Around the house because I thought, Cole has to get up in an hour.
Oh,
he's going to be
my.
So upset if I wake him up. Because I have, okay, this is a, I don't know what you're leaving in or not. This is a side trail. Let's just assume you left that part in.
Okay.
I will. I recently got, my husband had shared a frustration that having the lights on in the bedroom is disruptive to his sleep. Could I find a different solution so I could still read in bed? So I'm like, absolutely, babe. So he has a blackout mask. And then I also got
ooh, nice.
A book light that hangs around my neck. And each side you can twist and turn different ways.
That's amazing.
But it's a focused light. So I can point it right at my book. So it's only just me and my little cocoon.
And it doesn't like make the whole. Mm-hmm.
So if I give him his mask to block out any little, you know, little bits of light that peek through.
Yeah.
I can sit up and read. But the problem now is that I'm sitting up and not realizing how much time is passing.
See?
It's like 5 o'clock in the morning. Like I just read for 4 hours.
I wish I could do that. When I sit down at night to read, instantaneously, I want to fall asleep. It's like, I won't even be tired, but I start reading a book and I'm like, ooh. Time to turn in.
Not like me. I become exhilarated. I mean, this is the best thing ever. I wait until nighttime to read my exciting tales.
I wish I could do that.
And then I have great dreams.
I have terrible dreams these days.
Like nightmares?
Nightmares about myself, about Oliver.
Oh, yeah.
It's so bad. Like crazy, weird, scary dreams that don't even make sense. But of course, when you're dreaming, it makes sense somehow.
Isn't that bizarre?
It's so weird. I've always been jealous of the people who can lucid dream, is that correct? Or like
is
when
that
they
lucid dream?
Like when they know they're in the dream and they can,
and can control the dream. Is that lucid dreaming?
I don't know. It felt right, but maybe
I thought
wrong.
Lucid dreaming is like the nightmares I've had where the bed decompresses, like I can feel the presence in the room with me. I can see it.
Oh, I don't know.
But my body's paralyzed. Like I can open
that's
my
terrifying.
Eyes and still see what's going on
oh.
in the dream.
Oh, maybe.
Isn't that lucid dreaming?
Maybe.
Maybe
so I'm not
jealous. Maybe I should be more afraid.
But yeah, no, the dreams.
I've done that in dreams. Where you're like, you know what? I don't like what just happened. And rewind. Like I can watch it go back and start over again. And the game like, no, that's not right. Go back. Start
what?
Over again.
How are you conscious enough to do that, but you're still sleeping.
I don't know how to explain it because there is an absolute understanding.
Can you turn that on and off? Like, can you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I'm just in a state that I completely understand that what is happening is a dream and I am in control. And so I can just change the things I don't like. Or even I'll be going along and thinking to myself, I don't like this storyline, and poof, the entire scene will change to something else.
What the heck? Good for you.
Or
I'm
like
so jealous.
I might be having a scary dream, but I know it's scary, and be like, you know what? This is upsetting. And the whole scene will just freeze. And be like, no, and I will just like jump to a new frame. Isn't that odd?
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like I've wanted to do that my whole life and I've never been able to.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what.
But I also don't often remember my dreams.
Mm.
It's only lately and it's only the bad ones that I remember. Yeah, it's weird. So
I think that's kind of it for our catch up today.
Yeah. And I feel like I have so much to share about this season of my life.
Oh, definitely.
That it'll come in waves. Like, I'll remember.
Absolutely. And you got to share it all right now, Brie.
I know. I'm like, well, that's, I'm like thinking of all the things. What do I need to think? But like, it's truly been awesome. And I'm just, I'm thankful that he's here. And I can't believe how big he's gotten already. And it's just
our little mascot.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's just got the best little personality.
Yeah. He really does.
And it's so fun that, of course I loved the newborn stage, but like they just lay there, you know? Mm-hmm. And so now he's interacting and laughing, and even though he's not actually talking, but he babbles. Yeah. And when he like gets going at home, he'll babble and babble and then like look at you and wait for a response. It's like we're having a conversation. Yeah. It's so cute. So it's really fun. I love being a mom. And I'm thankful
you're
that
a good mom.
I'm thankful that you still love us.
It's okay. Of course I do.
But and thank you. That's very sweet.
I want to say too, as your friend, it has been so precious for me to watch you become a mom. I'm gonna start crying.
Me too.
I'm gonna start crying. But to watch you become a mom, because of course we've talked about this and your desire to be a mom. And
yeah.
We've known each other for years now. And watching you become a mother, I'm crying. It's just really beautiful.
Thank you.
And you're a really good mom.
That means the world to me.
And I love you. And I love him.
Too. He loves you. You're gonna be his favorite, yeah. I think.
Oh my God. Crying now.
Well,
there.
Well, hey, that's where we're gonna end this. These are tears of joy.
Yes,
tears of joy. We're so glad to be back chatting with you guys, and excited to have Oliver with us.
Yeah,
yeah, we love Ollie.
We do.
Well, on that note, you guys,
we'll see you next time.
Bye.